I have two Lloyd Mosby moments that I, you know, everyone says they were like at a certain game. So I'm at the game as a 15-year-old when you stole second twice. Everybody asks you about that, right? That's one of your you had a lot of great plays, but that's one of your famous plays, isn't it?
Yeah, it takes a lot of talent to do that. Now, come on. I mean, you can't steal second twice. That's impossible, but I did it.
So, yeah, you think... Now, what would you think? You thought it was a fly ball or there was a line out and you had to get, you were going to get doubled off, and so you went back? Remind me of the play.
No, Ozzie Guillen was deking me. I was still in the base, and Ozzie deked me as if, you know, there was a pop-up. I mean, you know, as if he was tagging me out, and so I slid. But it, actually, it was... Oh, well, it's all the above.
And then I met your first, I feel like it was your first game back. You got a great hand from the fans, and you had a great offensive game when you came in with Detroit. And I was a kid then, and cheering for Detroit. So I stood out. I loved it. And you really, you stuck it to your former team in your first game at Skydome coming back, didn't you?
Yeah. Again, that was a different moment there because, again, I never wanted to leave, but I knew it was time to move on. I mean, Devo.
Yeah,
I love Devo. He was a kid then, but he's turned out to be a great young man, and now we're great friends right now. But yeah, that was a wow. That was a tough time coming back like that.
Lloyd Mosby joins us on Brady and Walker. You've been in big time playoff chases here in this city with the Blue Jays. Right now, there's 14 games to go. They're four back of Kansas City and three back of Seattle. To you, we have this big debate about meaningful baseball in September. Does this feel like a playoff chase, or have they just been behind the eight ball too long?
Well, the good thing about this wild card and this one-day wild card is that everyone, you know, until somebody counts you out mathematically, you're still there. But, yeah, but, you know, when I heard the number of 20 years, I mean, I was just flabbergasted, you know, that we haven't made the playoffs in that long. So I'm certainly pulling for it, and... Again, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up because they have not been mathematically put out. But, yeah, you can't lose games this time of the year. It's getting tough right now.
A lot of people look at 87 and they talk about that as a really tough goal, but I still think of your 85 team. Now, you mentioned playoff droughts. The Royals haven't been to the playoffs since that team that you played against.
Yeah.
But was there a moment in that 85 series where no one's ever counting their chickens, Lloyd, but you just felt like you'd go to bed at night and think, it's going to happen. We are going to play in the World Series.
Yeah, you know, I'm still waking up at night at 2 o'clock in the morning with that one, and as a nightmare. Believe me, that was one of the greatest teams we've had, and we were up 3-1. So, and that's the first year they changed it from 2 out of 3,
right.
Which is also a conspiracy. So,
well, they didn't change it in the middle of the series, but
well,
yes, you're
no,
right.
But pretty still, much, no, come on, that's not fair. So, I mean, we're up 3-1, and I think we only had like 6 outs to go when George Brett came up. So, and you know, I'm pretty much all not teared up, but certainly thinking that we're going to go to the World Series. And when Bobby went out there and asked Doyle, can he finish it off? Doyle said yes, obviously, and you know the rest of the story.
Yeah, because game six is my recollection. You guys were, you had a great game at 3-for-4 that game, and you're sitting there kind of matching them run for run,
right.
And you're sitting there 2-2 in the fifth inning, and you're at home, and all the heat's on them, and you're right about that. That sixth inning was where it got away.
Yeah. You know, when we went back home and Dave Steve had that story, I don't think we never recovered from the game we lost in Kansas City. So those games in Toronto, to me, I mean, looking back, it's all hindsight, obviously, but those games was almost meaningless. We lost a series when we were up 3-1 winning in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Lloyd Mosby, our guest on Brady and Walker. We talk a lot these days because of the playoff chase about Jose Bautista, Lloyd. From the outside perspective, and I know in baseball especially, everybody tries to quantify leadership. And is Jose Bautista a good leader? Is he a bad leader? It gets nauseating. What do you see when you look at the Blue Jays franchise player right now?
Hey, listen, I love him. I talk to Jose. Jose's a great guy. I think he's done a tremendous job. Sometimes when I see him on TV, though, it's kind of weird because we had leadership, but not that kind of leadership. I mean, he's talking to a guy on deck, and he's talking to guys on the bench. If you'd have done that to George Bell, he would have choked you. I mean, there is no verbal leadership besides Bobby Cox and Cito Gasson on the bench. I don't want to hear a player talk to me, but if you're looking at that type of leader, he showed me a lot of guys are really listening to him like that. But what is a leader, though? I think a leader is a guy who's getting the job done, who's showing you by example, And I think he's done that. I mean, he had a really good year as far as walking, as far as taking pitches. And, okay, he got off, he got thrown out of a game. Lately he has been arguing balls and strikes. But, I mean, if I define leadership, I think he's right up there with it. Absolutely. Because he's doing it on the field.
Lloyd Mosby, our guest, Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame Museum fundraising luncheon today at the Albany Club. I will ask, because he's a Jay as well, you were part of your first season in Detroit was the 51 home run Cecil Fielder season. What was it like watching a guy so dialed in? You had your great seasons. Jesse Barfield led Jesse Barfield and George Bell had great home run seasons, but I went to a lot of those Cecil games. It was, you just expected it every at bat. It got to that point, you expected it every at bat.
It was prolific. I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like it. I know after that, a lot of guys hit 50 and 60 and 61 and 75. But that was the most prolific thing I've seen, because you got to remember, that year, we were platooning at the beginning of the year with, he was platooning with Bergman.
He had a terrible start, and the fans were booing him right away. They're like, who's this, who's this fat guy back from Japan, and he can't hit, right?
Right, and then he had a week where he hit 8 home runs, and it was the most dominating thing I've ever seen. And me and Papa still talk about that. That was the most fun we've ever had in baseball. It was incredible.
Thanks for making the way in town today. The Baseball Hall of Fame Museum is important to a lot of folks. So you're here, George is here, Robbie's here. We appreciate you coming on this morning. You're still a crowd favorite, and we thank you for doing this.
I really appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.